The business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
It is the Business News Hour in studio. This is Kent Sovereign from the AARP Iowa office, and he has recently returned from a trip to Washington, D.C. The conversation there, Kent, was?
Well, it was with Senator, primarily was our entire congressional delegation, but since most of the action's in the Senate right now, it was Senator Grassley and Senator Ernst we spent most of our time with, and they were very welcoming, very warming. I was there along with my colleagues from all other 49 states, the territories and so forth. And then Chuck Betts from Keokuk, Iowa, one of our executive council members, went in with me. And we had a whole series of meetings with staff and with the congressmen, with the senators. Basically, we were trying to get a little intel about what's going on with this American Health Care Act as it passed the House and over in the Senate. We didn't hear a lot, but a couple of things that we know Senator Grassley brought up, real concerns about how we're going to continue to pay, because the House bill took all of the extra taxes out. There's no revenues in there. And he's saying, wait a minute, we've got Medicaid expansion bills to pay. We've got Medicare bills to pay. We've got other things to pay. We've got these credits to fund. You know, I'm worried about the tax end of things. But it was very productive conversations. Although, frankly, if I would try to tell you, give you a hint about what's in that Senate bill, I'm as clueless as everyone else.
As many of the senators,
yeah,
apparently.
Well, I mean, everybody who knows me probably would say I'm clueless. But what I mean to say is about this particular thing, we don't really know, except what the rules have, which is, it's got to be in the same parameters that the House passed. So are we going to see the age tax? I don't know. The age tax being that if you're a healthy 50-year-old, you could pay five times
as much
as a healthy 40-year-old
right.
might pay. What the state's flexibility would be as far as pre-existing conditions is a jump ball. You know, how our state legislature would allow for that to be accommodated or not. Other kinds of – and then the reduction of the tax credits for the seniors and the increase in those tax credits for the younger. So the idea was to attract younger people into
sure.
the pool. But almost all the risk and certainly all the cost is shifted to the 50-plus, which makes the House bill not a very desirable bill.
I would, too.
An exceptionally undesirable bill from the AARP standpoint,
well,
from the member standpoint, because it really doesn't do the job of providing access.
Well, there was a news story today, Kent, and I know you were in Council Bluffs, but there was a news story today that the U.S. Senate is saying, well, you know, some of those tax provisions in the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, are going to have to remain.
Well, that's what Senator Grassley said,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah.
And so we're having a whole series of meetings around the state. We've had three so far today, as you mentioned, was Council Bluffs. Yesterday was Sioux City. We did Mason City. Next week, we're going to be in Cedar Rapids on the 22nd. Des Moines here on the 21st. So Des Moines on
lots
the 21st
on Wednesday.
At the Botanical Center. On the 22nd at the Kirkwood Hotel in Cedar Rapids. And then the following week, we wrap up with Waterloo, Cedar Falls, Dubuque, and Davenport.
What have you been hearing from the crowds that you've spoken to?
What's been the crowds we're hearing from is prescription drugs. The accelerated costs, the fact that generics are through the roof along with everything else. Why can't we get the same deal Canadians are getting? Unfortunately, there's nothing in the American Health Care Act as it was passed by the House that has anything to do with prescription drug
coverage.
That's
what you're hearing about.
We're hearing from the 50-plus population that is their But that's the biggest cost driver for them right now, and that's what's going through the roof.
Well, there are continued stories, Kent. Kent Sovereign, ladies and gentlemen, from the Iowa AARP. There are continuing stories that we see all the time. Individuals are having to make choices on whether to take their medicine or buy food. And this is a reality that's gone on all throughout the –
And this is a reality even for those people who have Medicare.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because Medicare doesn't cover everything, and the out-of-pocket expenses now for the average Iowan is $4,800 a year, out-of-pocket expenses for medical care. Now, we also have the challenge of the state market for individual coverage, being absent any carriers except for four counties here coming up in 2018.
Right.
Nobody's offering products. So if you're 50 to 64-year-old and you're – say you're a business owner, you don't have employer-covered insurance, you've got virtually no choices out there. The insurance commissioner just laid out a stopgap, he calls it, kind of emergency kind of thing that takes the money that was originally intended for tax credits and that sort of thing, redistributes it, shifts the risk to the public sector a lot, but it really gives a port of entry for insurance companies who want to reenter the market. It gives them a little more stable and safe ground. I'm not saying we're, it's the only game in town.
It's the only thing.
It's the only game in town. So we're still looking in depth at that and trying to get an analysis and coming out and seeing if there's even ways to improve. But, I got to give a tip of the hat to the insurance commissioner. He
At least looking into it.
Yeah, and he really has been creative. Likewise, I think that the private sector stepped up with some ideas about how they can reenter, the private sector being the insurance companies. But who knew that healthcare could be this
complicated?
This complicated.
Yeah, exactly. We're talking with Kent Sovereign, ladies and gentlemen, from Iowa AARP. One of the things that is a constant in this, and I heard this just last Saturday. I heard a fellow by the name of Larry Cohen say, what Americans want is health care. They don't want health insurance.
Yeah, they want health care, and they want someone else to pay for it, frankly.
But this is a continuing issue among so many people because here in the United States, our costs are through the roof. Mm-hmm. The final results of health care are not as good as they are in some countries.
We've got the most expensive per capita health care system. And we have something, depends on the measure, something like the 33rd least best results from that. So we're getting less for our buck. I don't know why. I'm not sure. I don't point at the providers. I mean, that is the doctors and the nurses and the physicians and that sort of thing. I think there's just other costs built into the system that we have no control over as individuals. And that's what I think Congress, that's what the state legislature are going to have to get to in the end is what are those other costs that are driving the exponential growth of health care?
Yeah.
Well, if I may, on to a happier subject.
Yeah, please.
Remember, I talk about livable communities a lot here. And we have the AARP Community Challenge Grant that's going out now.
That's right.
And if you're a governmental entity, a not-for-profit, a chamber of commerce, for example, other groups, you can apply for project-specific money. It's a short-term kind of thing. So you apply in June. You get a notice of award in July. The project has to be ended in November. So, for example, I think the conversations we've had around University Avenue and Windsor Heights, what if we did a couple of weekends where we did temporary barriers and that sort of thing to see what's
just
possible?
Just to see what happened.
Yeah, that kind of a project, I think would find a real home in that. For those who are interested, it's aarp.org/community challenge. So if you're a member of a not-for-profit, a business organization, a chamber of commerce, a city, or a county, go to aarp.org/community challenge, and you'll see the application forms, the rules, and all that.
And we will have a link, ladies and gentlemen, on the radio blog that you can click right through to that spot. And these grants, now these are grants? So this
they're
not,
grants.
These are
this
not
is
loans.
Not matching. This is not matching.
So not alone.
Not alone. So, I'm thinking maybe you do a walkability study in one part of the neighborhood or you do something really creative.
How much is the pool of money?
I can't tell you.
I was going to say.
And it's a nationwide effort. So I'm guessing if we get three grants within Iowa, I think we will have exceeded expectations. So
very nice.
I've sent this broadly out to other organizations that live in the livable community world and working on creating age-friendly, like the Urban Land Institute and the cities and the chambers here and locally. The West Side, what they're doing along Ingersoll Avenue, there could be some real creative things there. Grand Avenue, there could be some interesting things in the near end. and maybe something in the suburbs that would look really interesting too, from creating great places for people of all ages. That's what we're really all about.
Yeah. And you know, isn't it interesting how that entire message has really caught on?
It has.
You know, 10 years ago, we weren't even talking about these things. But now, all of a sudden, these are top-of-mind things in any city
here
in the metro.
You think AARP and you don't think creating great places for all ages to live, then you don't know AARP.
You don't know AARP.
You don't know AARP.
His name is Kent Sovereign, ladies and gentlemen. He is the exciting spark plug behind the Iowa AARP. Thank you, Kent, for coming.
Thank you. One
this.
Quick thing. Yeah. Juneteenth this weekend.
That's
in
right.
Evelyn Davis Park on Saturday. Be there. We'll be there. Lots of community organizations will be there. It's
Juneteenth.
Going to be a good time.
Yeah, and you're funding that, aren't you?
Yeah, well, you're one of the sponsors.
One of the sponsors.
One of the many sponsors. Last weekend, we funded the first Gospel
right.
Fest, and was that amazing. Gospel choirs from all over the state came here,
good
and
stuff,
it was
huh?
just great.
Yeah.
It was just great.
Doing a lot of things in this community and in others, Iowa AARP. All right, we've got to step aside. Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer, the voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour. Is Jimmy Olson, the program director for the radio stations, is Patrick Wood. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The music that you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our good friend James Goodlett, exclusively for the Business News Hour. For all those folks, for Amy Voss, who was in earlier talking about her startup, which is really interesting, for Mike Caldwell from Square One DSM, and Kent Sovereign from Iowa AARP. My name is Michael Libby. We'll be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5:00 in the afternoon. Until then, be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.